Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 33 of the Minor Prophets. We are continuing our study of Nahum, and today's devotion is titled, Exposing Shame. Charles Spurgeon once wrote, "Shame is so abhorrent to man that it is one of the ingredients of hell itself." Our text for today is from Nahum chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. "Woe to the bloody city, all full of lies and plunder, no end to the prey. The crack of the whip and rumble of the wheel, galloping horse and bounding chariot, horsemen charging, flashing sword and glittering spear, host of slain, heaps of corpses, dead bodies without end, they stumble over the bodies. And all for the countless whorings of the prostitute, graceful and of deadly charms, who betrays nations with her whorings and peoples with her charms. Behold, I am against you, declares the Lord of hosts, and will lift up your skirts over your face, and I will make nations look at your nakedness and kingdoms at your shame. I will throw filth at you and treat you with contempt and make you a spectacle. And all who look at you will shrink from you and say, 'Wasted is Nineveh. Who will grieve for her? Where shall I seek comforters for you?'" The word woe, or alas, depending on your translation, is often used in Scripture to describe lamenting the dead. You can see 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 30, Jeremiah 34, verse 5, and Amos chapter 5, verse 16. David Baker adds, "It is used with an extended meaning in the prophetic literature to introduce a dire threat." You can check out Isaiah chapter 5 and Habakkuk chapter 2. Its force is that the punishment threatened is so certain that those addressed are as good as dead. Nahum chapter 3, verse 1, shows the wicked bloodshed in Assyria's past. Verses 2 and 3 picture their consequences as they receive the same destruction they had previously dispensed. Nahum chapter 3, verse 4, describes the cause of Assyria's downfall using a prostitute metaphor. Assyria had degraded, dishonored, damaged, and destroyed others, and now they would receive the same treatment. Nahum chapter 3, verse 5, repeats Nahum 2:13, in which the Lord proclaims to Nineveh, "I am against you." The second half of verse 5 through the end of verse 6 discloses God's contempt for Nineveh. The description begins with the phrase, "I will lift up your skirts over your face." This is an ancient reference that means exposing one's shame. The shame and guilt resulting from Nineveh's sin could not be hidden. God would bring into the light every evil deed they had committed. The reference to nakedness further illustrates how exposed their sin and shame would be for all to see. The Old Testament emphasizes sin's exposure, while the New Testament reminds us that on the cross, Jesus scorned our shame. Check out Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. The good news is that Jesus came to forgive our sins and cover our shame. Lisa Terkerst reminds us that Jesus isn't trying to expose you to put shame on you. He's trying to expose the sin that has its chains around you. When we confess and forsake our sins, God forgives them and sets us free from our shame. Aren't you thankful today that we live on the other side of the cross from the Ninevites? The lesson for us today is that if we cover our sins, Jesus will expose them. However, if we confess them, Jesus covers them. This section of Scripture ends in verse 7 with two questions that imply that Nineveh will have no one to comfort her. Nobody will grieve over Nineveh because, at the time, everyone despised them. They had conquered and killed so many people that no one would be there to comfort them when they were seized. They would be all alone during their suffering. Some questions to consider this morning. What can you learn from the woe given by God to the Ninevites? In what ways has Jesus covered your shame? And finally, what does today's scripture teach us about the consequences of our sin? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.